Part 2. Baron Hausberg. That evening, he went to his club. Alan Trevor was there. "Did you finish your painting?" Huey asked.
"Yes, it's finished,"
answered Trevor.
"My goodness, you made an incredible impression on my beggar. He's devoted to you. I told him all about you, who you are, where you live, your financial situation, your prospects, everything."
"Alan," cried Huey, "he'll probably be outside my house. But you're joking, of course. Poor old man, he's so miserable. I have lots of old clothes at home I could give him."
"But he looks splendid in his rags,"
said Trevor.
"I only paint him when he's dressed like a poor man."
"You painters have no heart," Huey replied.
"An artist's heart is his head,"
said Trevor.
"Our job is to show the world as it is, not to reform it. Now, how is Laura? The beggar is very interested in her."
"You didn't talk to him about Laura?" Huey asked.
"Of course. He knows all about the Colonel, the lovely Laura, and the £10,000.
"You told that old beggar all my business?" Huey was now angry.
"My dear boy,"
said Trevor, smiling,
"that old beggar, as you call him, is one of the richest men in Europe. He could buy all of London tomorrow. He has a house in every capital city and only eats from gold plates."
"What are you talking about?" asked Huey, who could not believe what his friend was saying.
"The old man you saw in my studio this morning,"
Trevor explained,
"was Baron Hausberg. He's a great friend of mine. He buys all my pictures."
"And I gave Baron Hausberg a coin?" cried Huey. "Why didn't you tell me, Alan? I made such a fool of myself." Huey felt very embarrassed.
"Well, I certainly didn't think that you gave money to beggars,"
Trevor laughed. "He must think I'm so stupid," Huey said. "Please tell no one about what has happened today." Huey left the club feeling very unhappy. Alan Trevor stayed, still laughing. At breakfast the next morning, Huey's servant told him a visitor was waiting for him.
"Monsieur Gustave Naudin, sir,"
the servant said.
"Representing Baron Hausberg."
"He probably wants me to apologize for what I did yesterday," Huey thought. The servant opened the door for the visitor. He was an old gentleman with gold glasses and grey hair. He had a French accent.
"Do I have the honour of speaking to Monsieur Erskine?"
he asked.
"I have come from Baron Hausberg."
Huey interrupted the man. "Sir, please offer the Baron my sincerest apologies for what happened yesterday."
"The Baron,"
said the old gentleman with a smile,
"has told me to give you this envelope."
On the envelope was written,
"A wedding present to Hugh Erskine and Laura Merton from an old beggar."
And inside was a cheque for £10,000. When they got married, Alan Trevor was the best man, and the Baron made a speech at the wedding.
"Millionaire models are rare,"
remarked Alan,
"but model millionaires are even rarer."